Well, good morning, everyone. This is John Alls, and on behalf of Independence Baptist Church, let me welcome you to the broadcast. Now, for those of you that missed last week's message, we talked about the proper instructions of Jesus Christ, and our text was in Luke chapter 6. Now, as always, this message is available for free at independencebaptist.org. Just log in and go to the audio section of the website. And again, that website address was independencebaptist.org. Now this week, we'll be reading in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, and Pastor Reynolds will be talking about either seeking the promises or falling into blindness. So without any further delay, here's Pastor Reynolds.
This morning, I'd like to take my text from the book of 2 Peter, chapter 1, and verse 8 and verse 9, as we consider the question, do we take the promises of God, or are we blind in the faith? This passage is speaking to those that are already saved. I think it's very clear, very evident, that Peter is talking to here in this place are those that are believers already in Christ. But it would ask you this question. If you are really a believer, are you looking to the promises of God, or are you blind to any of the promises of God? Notice here what the Bible states. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye should neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Well, these two verses give us two options. Either learn the promises of God, live by the promises of God, take on the nature of Christ, or don't learn the promises of God, you become blind, and you forget that you were ever even saved. Well, I think that all of us would like to believe that we are in category number one, that we are the kind of people that learn the promises of God, that we live by the promises of God, and that we take on the very nature of Christ. But I'm afraid that there are those believers in Christ who never learn any of the promises of God. Not a one. These are the people that become blind, and they forget that they were ever saved at all. Notice in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 8, for if these things be in you and abound. Notice that the second word of verse 8 is the word if. For if these things be in you. The Bible is not saying here that these things will abide in every believer. But the Bible makes it very clear. For if these things be in you and abound. What things is the Bible even talking about? Well, here we need to go up and read before us. In verse number 4, the Bible says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you should neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice that all of these things will be in each believer if they will diligently strive in their life to do what God has directed them to do. Notice in verse number 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. The Bible makes it very clear, does it not, that these promises are given unto us. These promises are not something that we simply earn. These promises are not something that we deserve at all, but they are given unto believers. So we need to take those promises and we need to stand by those things. The Bible says that by these, by the promises of God, you might be partakers of the divine nature. Therefore, we escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. But the Bible goes on in verse number 5, and it tells us something that we can do in addition to that. You see, we have the promises of God. Every person that is saved has the promises of God. And we ought to take those promises, and we ought to live by those promises of God. But there's something else that we need to be very diligent about doing. The Bible said in verse number 5, and beside this, giving all diligence. The word diligence simply means to try, to really get in there and do it. The Bible says to really struggle to accomplish these things. And beside this, giving all diligence, add. So there's some things that we can add to our faith. The Bible says, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance. And the Bible goes on and mentions all of these things. This is things that we can do if we just simply add these things unto our life. We add those so that others can see that we are really wanting to do what God has desired for us to do. But we do not take any credit for any of that. There is a lack in every believer. I have never seen a believer that came to the place of saying, I have now accomplished everything that God wanted me to accomplish. I've never seen a one. There's always something else to be done. There's always something else that I need to improve upon. Actually, there's a lot that I need to improve upon. But the Bible says, these things will be in us and abound. They must not only be in every believer, but they must abound. That is, that they must exist in great quantities in every believer. Romans chapter 15 and verse number 13 states, now the God of hope filled you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. This tells us that God desires that we abound in hope, that we take the power of the Holy Spirit that God alone can give to us. And because of this, we can have all hope. And the hope that he's talking about is a heavenly hope. It is not a hope that is mustered up within ourselves, but it's rather a hope that God and God alone gives unto us. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse number 7, Paul tells the Corinthians they must first abound in faith, in utterance, in knowledge, and in all diligence before they can ever abound in giving material things. You see, these things make us. It is not that we have strength within ourselves, but trusting in the power of Almighty God to give unto us all of these things take away all the powers of personalities. These things take away all the powers of programs. These things focus our attention on the true attributes of holiness. These things are our assurance that we cannot be barren nor unfruitful. I'm not trusting anything else. I'm trusting only Jesus Christ. That's all. That's all I have. I have nothing else to rely upon. This is all that any person that is a believer in Christ really has. It's just trusting Christ in every aspect of our lives, in everything that happens to us. We're just trusting Christ. This is what it takes, just to believe Christ, to be holy and be right before Him. The Bible says, in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the only knowledge that really, there's a lot of things that people can rely upon. But there's nothing like only trusting in Jesus Christ. All other knowledge will perish when this world perishes. Think of that. Men upon this earth can gain many degrees, can have much acclaim, but all of that is nothing at all eternally. The only thing that a person will ever have is simply worshiping and adoring Almighty God. You know, I think about the fig tree that's related to us in the book of Matthew chapter 21 and verse 18 through verse 22. This fig tree was supposed to have figs on it, but it had none at all. Jesus Christ was hungry, and he came to the fig tree, and it did not have any figs on it at all for him to eat. And so Jesus said, "This fig tree will not have any figs on it from now on." And he left. The next day, when the disciples saw that fig tree again, they saw a barren fig tree. They saw a tree that didn't even have any leaves on it. But notice this, that the fig tree had leaves on it. But the important thing is not just the leaves. The important thing is the figs. That the fig tree could have figs for others. That is where the seed is. But the leaves only are for the tree. That is the well-being of that tree is based upon the leaves of that tree. There's a lot of people that's the same way. They have a lot of fruits to themselves. They have a lot of leaves covering up their branches. They have a lot of self-proclamation, but they have nothing for anybody else. And this is the sad case of a person that just is barren. They have no results at all. It's a sad, sad thing. You know, the Bible states in the book of John, chapter 15, and verse number 5, that we can bear much fruit if we have the proper knowledge about Jesus Christ. That if we have only leaves and no fruit, we are completely worthless and deserve nothing else. The Bible states concerning the wrong life, it is possible that a saved person will not have the seven Christian virtues. This is because the person has not tried to add these virtues to his life. The newborn Christian also lacks these virtues. But Christ overlooks that deficiency because they haven't had time to grow. But you notice that the Bible says in verse number 9 that the saved person has forgotten that they were purged from their old sins. This doesn't mean that they have lost their salvation. Forgot doesn't necessarily mean that they have forgotten the time they were saved. But they are in a spiritual daze, and they have forgotten the joy they had when they were saved. They will never bear fruit to perfection until they begin to add the seven items in the Scripture. So that's the way it is. Do you have the promises of God that you're living by? Or are you blind to the things that God has for you? I would urge you today to just do what God wants you to do, to settle down and to seek the things that only God can give to you. And He will. He will supply for you.
Now today's message and many of our prior messages are available at independencebaptist.org. And if you'd like to listen to them again, or if you missed one, they are available free to download at any time. The website also has many different books and articles that are available as well. And those cover many different topics, including salvation, the King James Bible, and the 6,000-year-old earth. The website also has various ways for you to contact us if you have questions. And if you'd like to come and visit with us, we'll be having services each Sunday at 8 a.m. for Sunday school, 11 a.m. worship services, 3:45 prayer meeting, and then worship services again at 4:30. Now, during the week, we will also meet on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. for a Bible study. Now, you'll find our building at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri, and this is the exit between Wright City and Wentzville off of Highway 70. Well, I do see that our time for today is up, but we do want to thank you for listening and remind you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for the message titled, Salvation of the Entire Person.